Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now then, this has been quite the month for all the new things coming out that we get here about on a regular basis. Yes, yes. And next week we're going to have a new book by Bob Woodward and co-author Robert Costa. Bob Woodward, one of the All the President's Men kind of guys, which has some stunning revelations about the events of the last several months. And this will be particularly about General Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I want to talk about those simply because this is one of those things where it's a smoking gun bombshell, one on top of the other, that has very, very, very troubling implications. These are troubling for me, they're troubling for you, they're troubling for anybody in the United States. Not just because about what happened, but what could also happen again, and, you know, how are we to know how far it's going to go? The big reason is because General Milley is still the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today. The bottom line of the book called Peril is that for a time, Milley established in America a military dictatorship. He not only went around Trump, he put himself ahead of Trump. And he did this with the consent and collusion of Nancy Pelosi. Now, on its level ahead here, this seems so staggering in and of itself. But on top of this treason, there's a double treason. Namely that Milley, in addition to making himself the commander-in-chief, was in charge, in effect, of the nuclear codes. And he was the head of the government. And on top of that, after he joins forces with a political adversary in Nancy Pelosi. He goes around Trump. Then he calls the head of the Chinese military. And he tells them that he will warn them if the United States decides to attack. So if Trump gives the order to attack, Milley will tip off the Chinese. Now, when we invaded Panama, we knew right up to 5 hours prior to touching down, we knew exactly where Manuel Noriega was. And that's what it was about. It was going and getting Noriega. It was an arrest. It was a raid. And somebody called him and tipped him off. And most everybody that died in the invasion of Panama died in the invasion of Panama because there was no way to get our hands on Noriega faster. So we had to go through the city looking for him. I don't even know what to say about this, because the Chinese, this would not be a, no, we're not going to China to arrest anybody. This would be an all-out war. And this guy's saying, I'm going to tip you off. It's outrageous, and it's terrifying. And I don't think anything like this has happened before in American history. I don't think it's ever happened in the Pentagon. I don't think it's ever happened among the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm having a hard time thinking what the these implications cannot be understood. They are huge. And I think that even though the Democrats are working hard to sort of quickly do damage control here, Milley, of course, has not said a word. And the GOP is, at the moment, silent about this. Largely silent. We can't be largely silent. We have to look at what seems to have happened, and we have to think it through. Milley was concerned that President Trump was going to, quote, go rogue. So he summoned the top generals and did an Alexander Haig on them. He basically told them that Trump isn't in charge. He's in charge. And that no matter what they're told, no matter what Trump tells them, they do the procedure, they do the process, but he's part of that procedure. And then apparently Milley goes around the room and gets all of the generals to take a kind of collective oath, pinky swear. Do you swear, do you swear, do you swear? And all of the generals in the room at the time apparently gave their word that they would not do anything that Trump said without going through Milley. Typically that's called a coup or a conspiracy or both. Now Milley, in addition to this, was working with Pelosi hand in hand. And that may seem obvious. He's trying to, you might say, well, he's going through the Democratic process. Pelosi is part of the leadership of a different branch of government, right? So Pelosi says to Milley, reportedly from the book, you know he's crazy, referring to Trump. He's been crazy for a long time. Now, Pelosi, this is not treasonous on her part. That's her opinion, and she's entitled to say it. But what's interesting is that Milley goes, Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. So Milley's basically saying, you and I together can sidestep Trump. We can make Trump not the president for a while. I, Milley, will be the president in the meantime. And then Milley calls General Lee, the head of the Chinese military. And he allegedly stated, General Lee, you and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Sort of telling him, I can't take control of the nuclear codes by myself, but I can at least give you a full warning. You really need to consider what's going on here. And your question number one is going to be, how does Bob Woodward know any of this? This book is based on 200 interviews with witnesses and firsthand participants. Documents, calendars, diaries, emails, and meeting notes. And the key point is that Woodward and Costa claim they have the exclusive transcript of Milley's call, not only with Pelosi, but with the Chinese general. And that's referred to as a smoking gun. If they can produce those calls, then there needs to be hearings. And there needs to be, and those calls need to be produced. The Vindman brothers, if you remember those milquetoasts, Alexander Vindman stated, if this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority. He broke the chain of command. He violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It's an extremely dangerous precedent. You simply can't simply walk away from that. There's more to this than him quitting. This is treason, and it's treason twice. Remember when Milley was in front of Congress and he was worried about white rage and he wanted to go study what made these people try to overthrow the Constitution on January the 6th? The January 6th protesters didn't have an insurrection. Milley did. They didn't have a coup. Milley did. They posed no threat to the Constitution. Milley does. This has got to be taken all the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Planks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code
word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. President Trump came out into the limelight on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, looking infinitely more presidential, surrounded by adoring first responders, than the kid-sniffing scarecrow currently inhabiting the Oval Office. He was in fine form, and he raised questions about what he was going to do in 2024. The problem for those of us who want to know the answer is that there is no answer yet. There's this weird, ghoulish delight in the alleged deaths of the alleged anti-vaccine people from alleged COVID as well. Remember, they would cheer your death too. We'll come back to that in a minute. First, back to the president, the former president. Understand that no one knows what Trump's going to do in 24, including Trump himself. He may have a general inclination, but as the cinematic Lawrence of Arabia famously observed, nothing is written. He might run, he might not. We'll find out in 2023. But the savvy play, and Trump is absolutely savvy, despite the fervent insistence of the people he has ridden circles around, is to project strategic ambiguity. He told his fans, "I think you'll like what I've decided." And he's right. They'll like whatever he does because he will do something they like. Whether he chooses to run or chooses to play kingmaker, he'll do what his supporters want. This is another vanity of the elite. The notion that Trump's people are in thrall of him. That's actually a misreading. Though we should not correct our opponent's mistake. Trump did not create the populist wave. He merely surfed it. And his people may not want him to run again. Polls show conservatives are split between him and some other as at yet unnamed rival. And this is not because those cons are anti-Trump, though allegedly telling people on 9/11 that this past election would somehow be decertified was not, if Trump actually said it, helpful. And that kind of distraction can be frustrating. You can be fully pro-Trump and assess that he's not the right strategic and or tactical choice to win in 2024. He does have weaknesses, primary among them a committed core of people who know and hate him. His candidacy would revive the wars of the last 5 years. And that would be a problem. His big asset is likewise that he is a known commodity. It is now obvious to everyone who is awake that he accomplished a bunch of great things over 4 years in the face of an unbearable headwind. Everybody was against him. His side, the other side, the middle side, the upside, the downside. Everybody was against him. And it's taken this desiccated old zombie only about 8 months to completely screw things up. So will Trump run? Maybe. He won't if he thinks he'll lose. And his instincts are pretty good, though not perfect. My insider info is split, some saying yes, some saying no. I suspect that would make Trump smile. He'll let us know when he thinks it's time. And until then, we're all just guessing. Back to the COVID. There's a cottage industry among leftists of getting tubinerific over the alleged deaths of people who allegedly were anti-vaccine or COVID deniers or other designated bad people. Apparently, an ironic death is the worst kind of death, and also apparently leftists get a pass for celebrating their deaths if the people who are dead have been labeled as unworthy. Been a few conservative radio talk show hosts that have been anti-vax that have died, as you know, not because of this irony, but they have died recently. You've never quite heard of most of these people. And you can be sure that you never would have, but for whatever lesson we are supposed to draw from their demises. But the lesson is that Joe Blow died of COVID and he didn't think everyone should be forced to get an injection. Ta-da! Now, I guess somebody thinks this implies something, and my question would be what? I got the vaccination, but I do not think you should be forced to get the vaccination. I actually believe that freedom is more important than going on living as a serf. And sometimes you have to make a choice. And I made my choice. And I support you in making your choice. But this, of course, assumes what no one should assume. That we have been provided straight, honest information by the lying garbage media about what these people actually believed about vaccines, COVID, Q, and anything else. And one common element in these teachable moments is their perfection. The facts you are presented with always, which always fit precisely into a framework of support for the establishment media and the establishment narrative. And they're too good to check. Like the story about the Oklahoma hospitals packed to the gills with horse dewormer ODs. A lawyer would tell you that anybody telling you exactly what you want to hear is probably talking a bunch of junk. But let's assume that it's true. A big assumption, but let's go with it. Some rando says, I would rather risk death than take the vaccine. I guess he's risking death then, and he knows it and chose it. And some guys are going to make that bet and roll craps, but about 99.9999% are not. You know. Here's Donald Duckworth of Ruralville, America. He thinks his immune system is sufficient to stop COVID and refuse the vaccine. Last week he tested positive for COVID, felt bad for a couple of days, and is now fine. Not a whole lot of a story there, but an infinitely more common one than local COVID denier struck dead for his heresy. This is Sarah Q person. She believes strongly in Q and that the COVID virus was created by the Chinese in association with the Trilateral Commission. She died yesterday after being hit by a Rage Against the Machine tour bus while the band was headed to play at the world's crappiest county fair. Once again, not a great story as far as the narrative goes, though it is always important to emphasize just how terrible Rage Against the Machine might be. Even people we trust say that if you don't take the vaccine, you're probably at a higher risk than people who have. And death is a potential consequence. And maybe you choose to face it. But this is the risk of living life. It's always present, always going to be present. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says it's time for the rich to finally pay their fair share. The president delivering remarks on leveling the playing field in the economy to give the middle class a break. The president saying with his bipartisan economic plan, the economy can bounce back from the pandemic.
We can build an economy that gives working people a fair shot this time. We can restore some sanity and fairness to our tax code. We can make the investments that we know are long overdue in this nation. That's exactly what my bipartisan infrastructure plan does.
The bill would make investments in roads, bridges, and highways, among other things. Flash flooding due to post-tropical cyclone Nicholas remains a possibility in southeast Louisiana, southern Mississippi and Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. You're listening to USA Radio News. The number of border encounters in August 2021 was 208,887, four times higher than just 1 year ago. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshberger tells Fox News that the United States needs to take action to stop the illegal flow of drugs at the southern border.
If you don't put, you know, speculation and you don't put legislation on these people bringing the drugs in, they're going to keep flowing. They're walking down the roads that we built to build the wall. And here you go. You see the fentanyl use up.
French officials say a drone strike has killed the suspected ISIS mastermind behind the terror attacks against U.S. soldiers in Niger. The attack killed four U.S. soldiers in 2017 and a half dozen French aid workers last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know what? The fencing's going up around the Capitol again. You know why? Well, there's going to be a rally. There have been over 400 arrests stemming from the January 6th riot that has incorrectly been dubbed an armed insurrection. It was not worse than 9/11. It was not worse than Pearl Harbor. And it was nowhere near as bad as the Civil War. But that's the narrative they keep trying to push in the newsrooms. Everybody else has moved on with their lives. No one cares. MSNBC, CNN, they don't count. It was not our nation's best day. It was dark, sort of. But it was a fracas slash riot. Nothing more. And at the end of the day, what occurred were many instances of trespassing on federal property. But even that, for me, becomes a thing where I'm sitting here saying, how do you trespass in the people's house? Only one person died inside the building, and her name was Ashley Babbitt. She was killed by the Capitol Police. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who the leftist media erroneously said was killed by the rioters, died of natural causes. And what the hell happened to the guy who planted pipe bombs at the headquarters at the Republican and Democratic parties? Where did he go? In the meantime, some of the jail sentences that prosecutors are gunning for are sort of outrageous. And now a federal judge has concerns about the constitutionality of the charges. Yesterday, a federal judge questioned whether the obstruction of an official proceeding charge that has been levied against at least 235 defendants in the Capitol riot cases is unconstitutionally vague. During a lengthy hearing Wednesday for the conspiracy case involving 18 members of the supposedly far-right extremist group Oath Keepers, U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta from the District of Columbia asked about the determinations prosecutors used to file a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding of Congress. And he said, according to the Washington Post, essentially what you said is trust us. And that is a real problem when it comes to criminal statutes, to suggest we know it when we see it and we'll pick and choose when it is an appropriate exercise of prosecutorial discretion. Defense attorneys, including David W. Fisher, who is representing co-defendant Thomas Edward Caldwell, have argued that the felony charge was not being properly applied to the case, claiming that the congressional certification of Electoral College votes did not meet the definition of an official proceeding. The felony charge, which has been brought against the Capitol riot defendants, in addition to other misdemeanor offenses, carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Moss also expressed questions on the charge in a separate hearing last month, noting that the government must present a clear differentiation between obstructing an official proceeding and lesser charges that carry maximum punishments of 6 months in prison. Judge Mehta is an Obama appointee. The plan for Democrats is to use this to gin up the base ahead of a midterm election year, since Joe Biden isn't giving his party many accomplishments to tout on the stump. It was never about the truth, it was about the narrative. Trump, his supporters, the GOP, rural Americans, all of us, we're all Nazis. That's a lie. Yet everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. That moment came when Afghanistan collapsed last month, and Joe Biden decided to leave Americans behind because he didn't want to make the Taliban mad by extending the August 31st departure deadline. Taliban rejected any extension, and we caved to the terrorists. Yeah. Switching gears a little bit. Right now, the Democrats, one thing they're going to be clutching onto is Gavin Newsom surviving his recall election by a 64% to 35% margin. According to CNN, no is the only thing that was expressed tonight. Newsom, who will now finish out his term, said Tuesday night, "We said yes to science, yes to vaccines, yes to ending this pandemic." According to Deadline, scoring a near blowout, Newsom is likely to see his victory as an affirmation of his COVID-19 policies, as exit polls said that the coronavirus was the number one issue in the state. But it also may be a roadmap for him and other Democrats going into next year's midterm elections, in that they will embrace COVID-19 restrictions as an electoral winner. Newsom leaned into the need to mask and vaccine mandates as a way to curb the pandemic, contrasting his position with that of Elder, who said that he would roll the restrictions back. So it's a big deal that in a blue state that is so deeply blue that they have a veto-proof supermajority, that a blue state governor with a huge Democrat registered majority somehow won his recall election. That's not a whole lot of news, nor is the breakdown. The rural counties voted against him. The big blue coastal cities voted for him. Democrats outnumber Republicans in voter registrations 40-25. And Democrats who've been elected have made the state a shamble for decades. And in other words, it's not just from Newsom that the state is a mess. So there's no new sense of a huge sudden crisis, which probably worked to Newsom's advantage. Rolling blackouts and high energy prices and wildfires and unchecked crime and homelessness have all become a way of life in California. A big gun control regime. Republican voter registrations have declined because a lot of Republicans have split. So it's not that big a surprise that Newsom won. It would have been a bigger surprise if he lost. Democrats, however, you should not count this as a national model at all. He, in fact, ran an ad hominem hate Elder campaign, painting him solely as Trump, and unfortunately, Elder couldn't fight it. Newsom had the cash from his billionaire patrons across the country that Elder couldn't match, as well as the support of the entire Democrat political machine. He also had unions working hard to increase turnout, which means he's got favors to repay now. Larry Elder also had some other significant disadvantages, starting with his status as an outsider. Where still he distanced himself from Trump and his operatives early on, and that deprived him of political muscle even as he was painted with the Trump brush, leaving him in the worst of both worlds. And Newsom had the entire Democratic establishment backing him, starting with Biden, Kamala Harris, and while those politicians are unpopular generally, they do hold a powerful office, signaling to voters that Newsom had political power. And that's attractive to some voters repelled by political weakness. And Elder had none of that because he distanced himself from Trump and was standing there all by himself. So this was no big deal. It was not a surprise. It would have been a gigantic surprise if Larry Elder had won. But you shouldn't think that's the national model. That's so far from it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I want to point out a couple of things about how preposterous this rogue thing that Millie supposedly has, you know, this mindset that supposedly the president was under. And from the book, an excerpt from the book, twice in the final months of the Trump administration, the country's top military officer was so fearful that the president's actions might spark a war with China that he moved urgently to avert armed conflict. In a pair of secret phone calls, General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, assured his Chinese counterpart, General Li Zhosheng, of the People's Liberation Army, that the United States would not strike, according to a new book by the Washington Post associate editor Bob Woodward and national political reporter Robert Costas. I don't guess this is from the book. This is from something else. One call took place on October 30th, 2020, 4 days before the election that unseated Trump. The other on January 8th, 2021, 2 days after the Capitol siege carried out by his supporters in a quest to cancel the vote. Here's what I'm going to tell you about starting an armed conflict. Unless Trump was going to go nuclear, there is no time that there was ever any indication or any buildup. You have to build up forces. You have to pre-position them. You have to project that force. You have to take them somewhere. And the way we do things is we do this massive buildup. You know, so unless he was going to go nuclear, which that's never indicated as far as so far at this moment. But, you know, let's dive a little deeper into this. First call was prompted by Milley's review of intelligence, suggesting the Chinese believed the United States was preparing to attack. That belief, the author's right, was based on tensions over military exercises in the South China Sea and deepened by Trump's belligerent rhetoric towards China. That was actually the fourth quarter war games thing where we figured out that China would clean our clock. That's the one where the Taiwan scenario was involved. So, Millie makes the call. Says, General Lee, I want to assure you that the American government is stable and everything is going to be okay. We're not going to attack or conduct any kinetic operations against you. And he went so far as to pledge he would alert his counterpart in the event of a U.S. attack, stressing the rapport they'd established through a back channel. General Lee, you and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. So Lee took the chairman at his word. In the second call, placed to address Chinese fears after the events of January the 6th, Lee wasn't as easily assuaged, even after Milley promised him, we're 100% steady, everything is fine, but democracy can be sloppy sometimes. Why was he rattled about that? Or was he watching the news? Maybe that's what it was, he was watching the news. And Lee remained rattled, and Milley, who did not relay the conversation to Trump, according to the book, understood why. The chairman, 62 at the time, was chosen by Trump in 2018, believed the president had suffered a mental decline after the election, a view he communicated to Nancy Pelosi in a phone call on January the 8th. And he agreed with her evaluation that Trump was unstable, believing that China could lash out if it felt at risk from the unpredictable and vengeful American president. Milley took action. So the same day, he called the admiral overseeing the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, the military unit responsible for Asia and the Pacific region, recommended postponing the military exercises, and the admiral complied. Milley also summoned senior officers to review the procedures for launching nuclear weapons, saying the president alone could give the order, but crucially that he, Milley, also had to be involved. The chairman knew he was pulling a Schlesinger, resorting to measures resembling the ones taken on August 1974 by James R. Schlesinger, the Secretary of Defense at the time. Schlesinger told military officials to check with him and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs before carrying out any orders from President Richard M. Nixon, who was facing impeachment at the time. Though Milley went further, he went furthest in seeking to stave off a national security crisis. His alarm was shared throughout the highest ranks of the administration, the authors revealed. CIA Director Gina Haspel, for instance, reportedly told Milley, we are on the way to a right-wing coup. On top of all of that, he allegedly interfered in the ability of the president to solely dictate military nuclear action by telling senior military officials that no action should be taken. So, former military colonel detailed to Tucker Carlson how wrong this was. He said that the Joint Chiefs chair has no statutory authority over operational forces of any kind. That means he was not in a position to order anyone in the armed forces to say or do anything. Can't do it. He's preeminently the senior military advisor to the president. That's it. All that's it. So in theory, before he could make such a phone call to the Chinese counterpart, he would discuss the subject of the phone call with the president. He certainly would not do something without coordinating with the National Security Advisor and the Secretary of State, because this is beyond defense. This is a foreign policy statement that he is making. Colonel McGregor said that Milley had violated the law if this story was true, and he needed to be questioned by Congress under oath. From a military standpoint, regarding who has the power to do what, McGregor said this is wrong. And he also pointed out how false the claim is from Milley, noting the president couldn't launch a nuclear weapon by himself anyway, that he has a consultative process that runs through the Secretary of Defense to Strategic Command. It has nothing to do with General Milley, although he could speak up as an advisor. So this Milley claim that he's somehow saving America and the world from a rogue president who hadn't actually done anything to prompt this, is just a nonsense story. And indeed, the rogue here is Milley. Colonel McGregor then pointed out that if Milley really had an issue with Trump that he couldn't act in accordance with, that he had the option to resign. That would be the proper action to take. That's what you do if you're dealing with someone you feel you can't support, but Milley didn't do that. Then they discussed the conversation with Pelosi. So Pelosi, who's basically acting at the behest of the opposing party against the sitting president of the United States, saying that, you know, Milley was taking command of everything at the Pentagon. McGregor also said that Milley had been in contact with Chuck Schumer. And if you want to talk about a coup, it's the Democrats who are committing the very thing that they accused Trump of doing. McGregor called Washington, D.C. occupied territory, meaning an area where these politicians who were not representing the will of the people, that they don't ask what the people think on any of the consequential issues, whether it's immigration or going to war. And McGregor finished by saying the whole story was that, as alleged, was nonsense. Trump was never someone who was going to launch a nuclear strike out of the blue against anybody. Indeed, Trump was the first one in quite some time that had not gotten us involved in a new war in quite a few years. And, you know, the whole thing, this whole thing is a lie, based on a lie. And, of course, that's why the left was pushing this story, to lie about Trump. But they didn't get the people would see through it and see how much it confirms their unconstitutional actions against him. This was treason. If Schumer and Pelosi were involved in this, that was treason. This is a coup. This is an insurrection. There is no middle ground here. We got to stay on this one. Coming up next, we're going to talk about access to justice with Paloma Capana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.